Podium Audio presents Derailed, Book 1 of Raon, written by Michael Katz-Krefeld, performed by Peter Noble. Prologue. Stockholm, 2013. In the glow of the rising sun, the seagulls shrieked at each other over the scrapyard near Hjulsta. At the far end of the yard, a battered bulldozer was forging its way southwards. A thick, black billow of smoke spewed exhaust fumes into the clear, frosty sky. The bulldozer's driver, Anton, was wearing a winter coat, with the scrapyard's green logo on his breast pocket, and a padded leather cap pulled well down over his ears. He was sipping coffee from a thermos cup as he stared bleary-eyed through the windscreen, and he listened to the pop music that was blaring from his radio. But something on the massive heap of scrap engines and spare parts caught his eye and sharpened his focus. He took his foot off the accelerator and put the thermos cup on the instrument panel. Once the bulldozer had come to a halt, he got down from his cabin perch and walked over to the junk heap. His gaze followed its incline to the tip, where an emaciated, naked woman was standing with her back facing him, as if looking out over the scrapyard. Anton took off one of his woolen mittens, fished his mobile phone out of his breast pocket, and quickly punched in a number. The anorexic woman was planted in scrap metal up to her knees, as if to make sure that she wouldn't blow away in the stiff breeze. Her skin was pulled taut over her bones and painted with lime, which gave her body the appearance of marble. Even her eyeballs were chalk white, and she stared over the rolling hills of junk metal as if she were a Roman statue of a goddess.
"Hi, it's Anton," the driver said. "I've found another one."
"Found what?"
his boss said in a sour voice.
"One of the White Angels."
"Are you sure?"
"I'm looking right at her as we speak. She looks exactly like the others. What do you want me to do?"
A deep sigh sounded on the end of the line.
"I guess we'll have to call the police. Again."
1. Copenhagen, 16th October, 2010. The old auto repair warehouse was deserted. In the dark, only the hum of the generator in the corner broke the desolate silence. A faint glow of blue came from the grease pit, which cut through the center of the building. A portable spotlight lay in the bottom of the pit. Next to it, on the filthy floor, a naked woman crouched in the fetal position. Her body was badly beaten, and there were large bruises on her arms and legs. And her long blonde hair had clumps of dried blood from the open wound at her right temple. There were red lashing marks along her back and buttocks, as if she had been whipped. Masha opened her eyes and stared into the sharp fluorescent light. She gasped for breath. Fear and adrenaline surged in her body once more, every muscle tensed and her throat constricted with thirst. Slowly she tried to get up, but the pain in her abdomen stopped her. She had no idea how she had ended up in this stinking hole. Her body ached, and she could not think straight. She tried to get up again, and this time, supporting herself against the cold cement wall beside her, she managed to get to her knees. The temperature in the deserted warehouse was close to freezing point, and she was shivering with cold. About 2 meters in front of her, she saw a small bundle of clothing, a red silk dress, a G-string, and a pair of